Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
I'm happy to report the contractions are still about 4 minutes apart. So it looks like Mr. Disney will be able to remain in studio for the rest of the show since it's, what,
six? All 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless she progresses in the next 6 minutes to that, I guess it wouldn't be possible.
I think I might have one of the coolest wives ever. What other wife would be in active labor and say, yeah, you know what, you go down and do your show, and I'll just come and hang out there in case anything happens. That way we can roll from there. But
oh, somebody dropped the pickle jar.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Who's next up here?
Neil. Oh, you know what? I saw an email that I think was from, I bet you it's from the same guy. Neil.
Yes.
You want to convert a FAT32 to NTFS partition, and you're trying to upgrade from Windows ME to XP?
Yeah, I've upgraded from ME to XP. Everything is fine, but it stayed in FAT32.
Okay.
I know the procedure to do it, but it doesn't make it clear if I would lose any data or not.
Hang on now. First of all, you said you successfully upgraded from Windows ME to Windows XP?
Yes.
Did you do an in-place upgrade, or did you wipe it out and start over?
No, in place.
In place. I believe this would be considered a miracle. Let's document this, please. Right.
Sorry.
That's absolutely miraculous. Okay, so...
So you got from point A to point B, and you've heard that the NTFS file system has better security, and it makes better use of the file space, and overall it's just a better file system.
As they say in the tech vernacular, more gooder.
It's much more gooder.
Yeah.
And so you want to know how do you know that you've seen how to get from point A to point B by, I'm assuming you're talking about going to a DOS prompt really quick, typing in the word convert and all the little switches that it has there?
Right, okay. FS colon NTFS, right.
Yep, that's the right command to use, and that will not, or let me back up, it should not, I've never seen it lose data by doing that. Now, with that being said, I would back up anything critical to you because you are making a major change.
Yes. If there's anything wrong with any component in your computer, and it happens to burp during this process,
mm-hmm.
Guess what happens?
It can be catastrophic, they say.
Yeah.
So I would make a backup for anything critical, but for all intents and purposes, I've done this many, many, many times, it should not format the drive, you should not lose any data. What will happen is you'll do that, you'll go ahead and exit out from the DOS prompt, you'll restart your computer, and when you restart, it's going to come up with a little screen, and it's going to be doing the conversion. It takes about 10 minutes or so. It'll reboot again. And then you'll come up into Windows, and everything will look and feel just the way it did before. You'll just be in an NTFS world instead.
And that second time it reboots is when you hold your breath and your heart's beating, and it's like, oh, I'd rather have a baby.
But if you have another spare hard drive around, which not a lot of people do, but you may, there's a program called Ghost, and you can buy it fairly inexpensively out there, and it lets you make an exact image of the drive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do when somebody brings us a machine in the shop and they want this done. We go ahead and ghost the drive or make an exact duplicate first, go through the process. That way, if there was ever a problem, we can always get back to exactly where we started.
We go back to the future.
And
do it
again. So, that's obviously the best route. But if you can't do that, at least make sure you back up whatever's important to you, which you should be doing on a regular basis.
Critical data, yeah, absolutely. All right?
Okay, fine. And I'm surprised. My ME was terrible. It was hanging up and doing lots of bad things. XP's just much better.
Again, we've established it was miraculous.
Okay.
You've experienced a miracle, Dale. Hallelujah.
Congratulations to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
How about Frank in Sun Lakes? Do we have time for him?
Actually, we're going to take Steve in Vancouver because he kind of takes a little precedence from calling from Canada, eh?
That's not Canada. Vancouver, Arizona, is it? Steve? Hello?
Hey, you hoser. Are you there, eh?
Well,
Steve from the Great White North?
Yeah, it's actually Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, see.
Oh,
we'll put him on hold.
Well, that's still kind of far away.
Vancouver, what's up?
Yeah, I've got an external 200-gig hard drive that works fine on my desktop via FireWire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But when I go into my laptop, it doesn't seem to want to recognize it.
What operating system on your laptop?
Laptop is XP Home.
All right.
And the desktop is?
Windows ME.
Okay.
Make absolutely sure that the device that you're using, I mean, it shouldn't have a problem with it, but make sure that you have the, that it supports the XP operating system.
And you interface device. On your laptop also through FireWire or through some other interface?
No, both of them I go FireWire, and the It'll the hard drive itself actually puts out FireWire, USB 2, and USB 1.
Right.
And USB 2 and 1 will work on the laptop. All three work on the desktop.
Do you have any other FireWire devices you've used on the laptop?
Yes, I have a mini DV camera that works fine.
Well, as with all standards, they're not really standards.
It sounds like there's just a problem communicating with the drive via FireWire because it's working, obviously, in the other methods. So
you would want to contact your laptop manufacturer, let them know about the anomaly, and see if they have an update.
Or the drive manufacturer,
yeah,
either one.
Either one. But chances are it's going to be with the laptop.
They may have some special driver or some special thing you need to install, a little program to help it kind of communicate with that thing.
It may not even specifically address this device you're talking about, but just see if they have any FireWire driver updates for that laptop from the manufacturer.
Yeah, also I was checking on the device manager trying to identify the manufacturer of the 1394 and also the main computer board so I could possibly go to their site. And it does is list a general tab.
Yeah, your laptop is proprietary, so go to the manufacturer of the laptop. They should have, if there's anything available, it'll be available through them.
Okay,
it's not like a desktop where it's all generic parts. You know, that's more conducive to what you were trying to do with the laptop. You really don't want to mess around because they could have had a special version of something that gets identified wrong, and you go to a OEM manufacturer's website and download the wrong driver because it's not specifically modified for your laptop. So now you make it worse. So you want to be really careful there on laptops.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Steve, Vancouver, Washington.
Look at us.
Whatever.
We got some kind of reach.
So we don't have time for Frank then, because Frank, or do we?
Yeah, Frank, we got a minute, but you know what, Frank? You sit tight, because we're going to give you specialized, personal, one-on-one attention. At least Ken is, because I think I'm going to take off.
Yeah, you should. Larry wants to know how to uninstall the hotbar. You can either do it in the add-remove programs or the program we talked about earlier in the show, AdAware. AdAware.com.
Yeah, if you go to webattack.com and put in AdAware, two words, and search, they have it right there for you.
Peter, you want to upgrade your laptop to XP? If you do it, you're basically saying, I don't care about warranties and those kinds of things, and I really like to take on new challenges.
And remember what we said to the guy before that had successfully done it? It's not something we see successfully done very often. It usually, there's all kinds of problems associated with it, so
Peter,
keep that in mind.
Hang tight. I'll talk to you off the air as well. Frank and Peter, hang tight there. We thank everybody for... we thank your new child for holding out.
That's right. How good of her.
Yes. Next week when we talk to Brandon, we'll be talking to a brand new daddy of a brand new baby girl. But in the meantime, remember...
If it ain't broke...
Don't fix it!
News Radio 620 KTAR.